My name is Peyton Beebe. I'm a senior here at Ohio University, and this is how God took my life and turned it 180 degrees. So first, I want to back up to sophomore year when Jake actually first asked me to share my testimony. I immediately told him no. I told him I didn't have a story. I said there's nothing special, no crazy moment that caused me to walk with God. But when I look back now, I realize that my story was about to begin. I've been a Christian my entire life. I was raised in a Christian household, never missed a Sunday service, went to a Christian high school, had Christian friends, and for the most part, made pretty good decisions. And to me, that's all there was to being Christian. There's nothing special about it. You could probably say I was spiritually numb, but at the time, I thought nothing of it because that's all I ever knew. When I got to my first semester of college, it was during COVID, so we were still online. I didn't know anyone at Ohio, my sister told me about Crew from her college and said it'd be a good idea for me to join. Christian community had always been a big part of my life back in my hometown, so I thought I'd give it a try and continue it with Crew in college. So I went ahead, tried to get plugged in, got introduced to my first community group virtually, led by Matt Boyd and his roommate. And that was it. It was just me, Matt Boyd, and his roommate every week, just meeting online. That was enough for me because it was the first time I really saw how to lead a college student to Christ or, you know, help them walk with the Lord. And it really inspired me. So when I finally did get to campus, I got more involved and soon was able to lead a community group of my own. So at this point in my life, nothing had really changed. Still stayed out of trouble for the most part. I didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't sleep around. Christianity, this is what Christianity was to me. It was just a lifestyle and nothing more. Every week, community group, 180, church, check, check, check. Every week, I'd go to events, read the Bible, praise God, then go back to my dorm and live my normal life. I never really learned how to bring God home with me. I may have been living a Christian lifestyle on the outside, but on the inside, behind closed doors, life was very different. When COVID did hit a while back, some bad tendencies started to creep back in my life, and it had only gotten worse since then. And then fall semester of my junior year, I had finally hit rock bottom. I was submerged in schoolwork and was experiencing some of the most stress and anxiety I've ever felt. And on top of all that, I was dealing with a pretty serious addiction. I had never really understood the phrase slave to sin until now. Literally not being able to sleep at night, not being able to control myself, night after night, laying awake in bed, not being able to fall asleep unless I did the thing that I didn't want to do. I was literally a slave to sin. I soon realized that I was not being completely transparent with God. I had a habit of burying my struggles and ignoring them, but this had only made them worse. They'd come right back up and hit me even harder. I kind of realized that for 21 years of my life, I had called myself a Christian, yet I had never actually allowed God to help me. During fall retreat of my junior year, actually at Scioto Hills, I hit a breaking point. I went up to the summit of the camp, got on my hands and knees, and I cried out to God. I asked for guidance, wisdom, and healing. And it was there that I decided I was no longer going to try to do this life on my own. I laid out my life to God, set all my stress, anxieties, and addictions before the cross, and asked him into my life. So when I got back from camp, I immediately went to my friends and community around me and asked them for help. And they welcomed me with open arms. I can't tell you how important it is to take advantage of this community right here. They truly changed my life. And yeah, just utilize it while you have it. And most importantly, I went to God. I began to dive into scriptures. I started praying, journaling. I wasn't trying to fight temptations and addictions all by myself. I had the help of God and those around me. For the first time in my life, I wasn't going through life alone. So it's been about a year and a half since I made that life-changing decision. Since then, I haven't been perfect by any means. I didn't change overnight. I still have struggles from time to time, but I'm now battling life with God by my side, and he will never leave me because I am his. If there's anything I said tonight that resonated with you, or you just want to come up and talk with me, I'll be up here after 180. That's my story. Thanks.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning into this episode of the 180 Podcast, a production of Crew in Southeast Ohio. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like, a share, or leave an encouraging comment, and that will go a long way toward helping others hear about the podcast. The podcast isn't the only thing that we do. Whether you're a student living on campus or if you're still at home studying virtually, we'd encourage you to check us out on social media to hear more about what's going on. You can follow us on Instagram at crew@OU, or to learn more about who we are and what we do, head over to our website, crew@OU.org. We'd encourage you, if you visit the site, to complete our involvement form to get more connected to all the things that are happening. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday for another episode of the 180.